Donald Trump has been officially declared the winner of this year's presidential election. And joining us this morning with his thoughts on that is WATD political analyst John Creed. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. And I predicted she'd win close, but Trump pulled it out, and he pulled it out with new voters and a major win. And it looks like it does look that the Republicans took over the Senate, which I thought they would, and the House is still up for grabs, but a major win for Trump. And it will be interesting, Dan, what happens to all of Trump's legal problems?
It's correct, because he's got a few cases going against him right now. That do you think they're going to disappear, or?
Oh, I think many of them will, and because come January 20th at noon, he's in charge.
So now we know that there's going to be Trump is going to be in, of course, president, and the GOP is going to control the Senate. What do you think that means for Capitol Hill right now?
Well, it'll be interesting because the way our government works, and, you know, you need 60 votes. But another thing, just to look at the election, did Harris make a mistake in not going for the governor of Pennsylvania as her running mate?
So it seems like, though, also the polling on this, this looked like it was going to be neck and neck, very, very close, and it doesn't seem to be that that's what happened. So the polling wasn't exactly very accurate this time around.
Well, anytime you're dealing with the Electoral College, it could take a very close election. But Trump's people, even though sometimes he's difficult to handle, the Trump people did do a good campaign. And locally, the things to look at are questions one and two, and what the legislature will go with the state auditor on question one. So we have news still to come in Massachusetts.
Yeah, and we're still waiting the results on one of those ballot questions. But as you said, one and two are the big ones. And you, what do you think the state legislature is going to do?
Well, when you look at the state auditor, her position got well over 70% of the vote. So I believe it's going to be interesting how the Senate president and the Speaker of the House deal with the auditor, because she won big.
Indeed. And was there anything that kind of surprised? What would you say would be the most surprising thing about any of this political race last night?
Some of the incumbents, when you look statewide in House and Senate seats, how their challenges, be they Republican or Democrat, did so well. So new voters voted for change and may not know why they voted. And I think the race that surprised me was Kathy Lenatra only won Kingston by 800. She lost Pembroke, and she lost Halifax. So those were two very big surprises for me, and it will be interesting how the new voters voted there. And in the, I thought Muratori would have done better in Plymouth. So it will be studying new voters that we might get answers to why things happen.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Well, Dan, if you don't mind, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, you've had a long night, so you got some rest. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
That's WATD political analyst John Creed.